Warren, Israel denying Tlaib, Omar shameful, unprecedented move. By Hannah Blow on August 15, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, reacted to Israel's decision to deny entry to far-left reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN, calling it a shameful, unprecedented move in a tweet Thursday. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri confirmed Thursday that Israel will bar Tlaib and Omar's entry into the county due to their ongoing support of the BDS movement. The State of Israel respects the U.S. Congress as part of the close alliance between the two countries. But it is inconceivable that Israel would be expected to let into the country those who wish to hurt it, including by means of the visit itself, Deri said in a statement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also confirmed the decision in a statement released Thursday. The two-member congressional visitation plan shows that their intent is to hurt Israel and increase its unrest against it, his statement read in part. He continued. Congressman Tlaib and Omar are leading activists in promoting boycott legislation against Israel in the U.S. Congress. Only a few days ago, we received their visitation plan, and it became clear that they were planning a campaign whose sole purpose was to strengthen the boycott and negate Israel's legitimacy. Warren reacted to the initial rumblings of Israel's decision, calling it a shameful, unprecedented move. Israel doesn't advance its case as a tolerant democracy or unwavering U.S. ally by barring elected members of Congress from visiting because of their political views, she wrote. This would be a shameful, unprecedented move. I urge Israel's government to allow at Ilhan Omar and at Rashida Tlaib entry, she added. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, expressed similar sentiments, calling Israeli leadership's decision a sign of enormous disrespect to the lawmakers, the U.S., and to the principles of democracy. Make no mistake, the Israeli government just barred two elected members of the U.S. Congress from an official trip just to appease President Trump's fragile ego, Julian Castro, D. added. This is appalling. They should be allowed to enter. President Trump, who has been in the midst of a fierce battle with far-left members of the squad in recent months, warned Israel that allowing entry would show great weakness.